Okay. And if, what is the fruit that comes from Florida about the size of an apple but yellow?
Yellow, orange.
Okay. And if you had,
Mandarines.
If you had a bowl full of oranges and they had all been eaten, you might say, well, the oranges are all
gone.
Okay. How was that?
Gone.
All? They're all gone?
Mm-hmm.
How would you say that?
What was the question?
Yeah, just how if you were telling me that if you had a bowl of oranges and then you took, they'd been eaten up, you might say, well, the oranges are
gone.
All gone? Would you say all gone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say that for me. The oranges?
Gone.
All gone?
That's all I noticed.
Okay.
You drink the juice, you know.
Sure. Okay, and what about a little red vegetable that you raise in the garden and they're...
Strawberries.
Okay, and what about one that's down in the dirt, a vegetable that's kind of hot and peppery tasting, like onions, you know, you pull them up.
That's pepper.
But it's a root. It's a grows down, you know, the root. You eat the root of this one that I'm thinking about. It's a little round and red.
Oh, shoot. That on the end of my tongue.
Radish.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what different kinds of tomatoes do you...
Well, there's several different kinds. There's a big boy and just several different names.
Mm-hmm. And you use them how in cooking?
Like tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
Making soup.
Okay. And do you ever have any real small ones that are just used for salads?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Do you have a separate word for them?
We call them just regular tomatoes like we do the rest of them.
Okay. Ever heard of them called tomatoes or?
Yeah, them little bitty ones, they're volunteers mostly. They're tomatoes now.
Uh-huh.
They'll come up again, you know, but they won't be big. It'll be the same kind, but they'll be little tomatoes.
Okay. And what about
they have a sour taste to them, too.
I see. What about, along with meat, you might have a baked...
potato.
Okay, and what about, when you say the word potato, you're thinking about the white one, not the yellow one, generally, aren't you?
Thinking about both of them. I like the yellow ones better than the white ones.
Okay. And the yellow ones, what different kinds? Do you have different kinds of them around here that...
No, we have the white ones and the yellow ones with iced potatoes. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I get the red ones all the time. They're a whole lot better than the white ones. They're different.
Okay, and what about the ones that are this shaped and sweet?
That's what's different is them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the red ones are round.
Mm-hmm.
But the red ones are a whole lot better. That's the kind I get all the time. Now, them that grows this way, they're good for salad.
Okay. And what about yams? Did you have them? Do you have yams?
Yeah. I got some baked in the refrigerator and frozen. We'll have them for my dinner tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you call them always yams?
Sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
There's a yellow and a white sweet potatoes, and the yellow is this.
I've heard.
And they're just nice sweet enough to eat like they ought to. They've been standing all the winter, and they're sweet as they can be now. But when you first get them out of the ground now, they take a long time for them to get sweet.
Uh-huh. They have to wait. Okay, what about the little young onions, the first ones that you get? Do you have different words for them?
That's white nest onions.
How's that?
White nest onions.
Okay. And what about any other vegetables you might put in soup?
Well, you know, I put everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put cabbage and I put everything in it.
Okay.
Oh,
you said the vegetables you put in salads. What about the little one, the little pod that grows?
You put carrots in them. That makes them. And iced potatoes, beans, and just anything you got. But I'd rather not put cabbage. But outside of cabbage, anything you got in the garden is good. And take plenty of tomatoes.